Hi there. The word for you today is mind your mouth. In Luke 6:45, Jesus said, "Of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh." Let's answer some communication questions, five in particular. Number one, what is good communication? Well, it's honest, positively intended, two-way sharing. It isn't dumping or giving somebody a piece of your mind. The first law of verbal ecology is garbage is not biodegradable. It recycles, festering with time. Solomon addresses this. Proverbs 18 verse 8 says the words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Many a word accompanies the hearer to their grave. Question 2. What should we communicate? Answer, the truth. Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." But you know what? The truth can be given like the blow of a sledgehammer or like the soothing hand of friendship. You have to decide which. In other words, truth should be communicated only after advanced thought for its impact. Proverbs 15:28 says, "The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things." Third question, how much should we communicate? Well, the answer is as much as God's word, love, and wisdom dictate. Children and distressed people frequently need only limited information. Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards." Fourth question, how should we communicate? Well, how is as important as what. So speak with consideration for the hearer's feelings. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." The hearer's response is conditioned by your words. Think about that. And the fifth question is, when should we communicate? Check your timing, it's vital. Proverbs 15:23, the New Living Translation says, "It's wonderful to say the right thing at the right time." If you're not certain about your timing, wait and pray for wisdom.